Good morning and get up, now count me in.
Here's Ed and Aaron. What we've got here is some of your favourite moments from the very start of 2024. The guys away on holidays until April 15. That is when they're back. Don't worry, though, because what we're doing is we are rolling out some of the best bits. Of course, you can access any of the shows right here on the Listener app. But if you want some of our favourite moments from 2024, well, keep listening. We're about to kick it off.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
Mayday, mayday. This is relationship number 456. We've got no choice. We're going to have to make an emergency landing.
Crash investigator Hughes, we have reports of a relationship crashing and burning off the coast of Tinder.
My God, not another one. Did we recover the black box?
We sure did.
Well, stop wasting time. Get that thing open and let's see what went wrong.
Okay, Nicole swiped right on Lachlan and matched on Tinder. And after a few dates, she realised she didn't see much between them and was honest with Lachlan about it.
So Aaron will play Nicole, I will play Lachlan, and is honesty the best policy? We're about to find out.
I'm torn on this one, but let's find out. Hey Lachlan, I've had a really nice time with you and you're so lovely, but I'm just feeling more of a friendship connection. I just wanted to be honest with you. Hope you understand. Kiss, kiss.
I see. Dot, dot, dot. Well, I can't really do anything about that. So it sucks, but I understand.
Yeah.
Can I ask what it is that made you feel like that?
It's just how I'm feeling. Super sorry.
That's all good. Was there anything in particular? Question mark.
No.
No, there wasn't.
I wanted to know if there was something so I'm aware of it moving forward.
No, there wasn't anything in particular. It's just how I'm feeling.
Okay, well, thank you for telling me. Obviously, I didn't feel this way or didn't pick up on it. I actually felt really good about it all, but that's life, I guess. We'll always have Scooby-Doo.
Haha, yep.
24 hours later.
Okay, so potentially weird question. But is friends with benefits an option? I mean, the sex was pretty great.
Look, let's just leave it.
But why?
Being completely honest, the sex wasn't good enough to be friends with benefits.
Ooh. Whoa.
That's me clapping.
Wowzers.
That is... Yeah.
Sorry, Husey said it in his post. Do we have the post, Husey's post-surgery video? There's a bit of it in there that I think just encapsulates all of that. You've got to be cruel to be kind.
Ooh, that was a knockout blow, wasn't it, Nicole? Jeepers, you didn't want to say it, but you thought I'm going to do it. I'm going to rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah, I really didn't want to. I really didn't want to tell him. And then I was sharing the messages with my friends and they were like, I think that if he wants feedback, then you've got to give it.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's not like you went straight out to hurt him. Like you said like four or five times, no, just not feeling it, not feeling it, not feeling it. He kept coming back for specific feedback. So I think you were well entitled to give that to him.
Nicole, can
Sorry, go on.
Can I just ask this question? Did you lead him to believe that the sex was better than it was?
I don't think so. I think I was very neutral about it.
You weren't theatrical in that time?
Definitely
not. You know what I mean?
Definitely not.
Is he not that experienced, do we think? Like, was he maybe just, like, was it just so exciting for him to have any kind of sex that his gauge of good sex might not necessarily be accurate?
I think that was the situation. He was very, very nervous on our first date, and then the nervousness just kind of continued.
But there was
a big lack of confidence, yeah.
But at no point did you say that was wonderful after the moment.
Well, she probably did. Did you, Nicole?
Did you or not, Nicole?
No, I didn't. I didn't. I did let him stay the night, which I probably should not have done. But no, I was trying to just, I don't know. It felt like we were having two very different experiences.
Nicole, now you are anonymous here, so we can ask this question. You let him stay the night. Did he get a round two in the morning?
Definitely not.
Yeah, so he should have picked up on that. Real firm, smart.
A firm handshake. All right. Thank you, Nicole. You get $500.
Even a limp one, Ed, is just the same meaning.
The Kurt email. You've got yourself $500.
Look, I think
you've remained anonymous. Nicole's moved on.
I think she has done the right thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think
wow.
so too. Because he asked.
He will learn, you know, and he will hopefully
lift.
Take steps to improve.
I don't know what he can do, but it's that's up to him.
Today FM. What I thought was a simple request that would have been appreciated led to my wife getting really, really angry. It was just, it came from nowhere. I'm like, what is going on here? So it was actually the other night, and someone needed to go to the supermarket to buy, you know, the week's worth of groceries for school lunches, for dinners, for whatever. And I said, I'll go. And I thought that would be, you know, I'd get maybe not a round of applause, but she said, good. And I said, yeah. And then then my request, I requested something and she blew up.
Ooh. Money?
I said, no, not money. I said, can you text me a list of what we need?
Sure.
And she hit the roof.
No.
Yeah,
no.
I get it.
I said, what is the issue? She said, we have lived together for 20 years. We've lived with children for 14 years. You should know what we need. Oh. And I said, I don't know what we need. She said, that is the problem.
Yep.
How can you not know what we need? How can you not know what the kids have in their school lunches? How can you not know what we could get for dinners?
Oh.
How could you not know?
Goodness me.
I said, well, I don't. And she was really, and she left, I left without a list. And I had to get my daughter to text me a list.
How old?
12-year-old daughter. I
said, what do you eat? Can you ask the other two?
So she texted me a list.
You got the list? Can I hear some of the list just to see? Because Aaron, you know, because he's a vegan, so he doesn't eat anything that anyone wants to eat, right? So maybe there's odd, you know how kids have odd requests. Maybe there's oddly specific items on this list. I'm trying to help you here.
Oh, actually, I've just read this came in. The first thing that my daughter said in the text message, you are, and what is that emoji with your eyes?
Oh, that's a poo.
Poo emoji.
Yeah, that's a poo.
That was the first thing my daughter texted me. You are poo emoji. Then she's gone milk, cucumber, mini, apples, bananas, lemons, frozen bananas, sultana brand buds, raisin toast, meatballs, crumb chicken, marinade chicken, dishwashing liquid, beef strips, beef mince. Jesus, that's a lot of meat. Onion, garlic in a jar, grapes, one salad mix, block of tasty cheese, pizza sauce, tomato paste with herbs, stir three pasta sauce. Bread rolls, dry cat food, wet cat food.
Yeah, you would have got zero of them if you'd gone by
zero.
Yourself.
Zero.
My wife keeps banging on about this mental load that women have to carry because men don't bother.
Can I give you an example? And it's I cannot relate to this more. And I know that almost every woman listening, and I know it's not exclusively women in the households who have the mental load, but for the most part it is. But even like for an example, like when you're in a relationship and say dad goes away for work, he goes away for work. Mm. Nothing else changes. He doesn't do nothing before he goes away. He just goes away for work and mum, everything just keeps happening at home. Kids go to school, whatever's organized, it's all done, right? He goes away for work. When a woman has to go away for work, she has to organize everything and still mentally be across every single thing. She has to organize pickups, drop-offs, what the kids are eating, leave lists for a stupid husband, put things on the fridge, call each day, make sure this is da-da-da-da-da. Men don't have the mental load. Even when they're physically looking after the kids or doing something, for the most part, they don't have the mental load. It's been organized by someone else. All they have to do is the job and task in front of them. For women, for the most part, this is, I'm generalizing, for the most part, have to be across everything all the time. Even when they're not the one caring for the kids, if they're at work, they're still mentally across everything. Am I wrong?
Is she wrong? Or are the women always carrying the mental load?
Right. Are you carrying the mental load in your household? Or maybe you're a gentleman who wants to say, how dare you? I get the stir-through pasta sauce off my own bat every single time and garlic in a jar.
But can I also tell you, my beautiful dad, when mum went away for like 2 days and mum said, can you go do the shopping for your father? I went and I'm like, dad, do you have a list? He's like, I'll text you. I get to the shops, leaves of cheese.
I'm like, that was it.
What are leaves of cheese? I'm ringing him. He's like, you know, the thin bits of cheese. I'm like, cheese slices?
Slices.
Yes,
oh,
slices.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so maybe it's for the best that women have the mental load.
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast. The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
A simple request for a shopping list texted to me. I was going to go to the supermarket. Had no issues with that. Just wanted a list what we needed for the week. My wife goes, you should know. After 20 years of being together, 15 years with kids almost, you should know. And fair. I said, I don't know.
Fair. And look, if she just did the home and you kind of provided, then I'd say it's slightly different because you guys decide between yourselves to divide the load type thing. And so a lot of women are happy to do all the, that stuff, or the man. Mm. But she works full time as well.
She's a school teacher, doing extracurricular stuff.
She does, like, helping things on the weekend, doesn't she? Like
voluntary working bees at the school.
Jeepers.
Just buy her a new school. You carry the mental load, Sarah?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I've got three girls and it's just too hard to share it because it's lovely as he is, he'll forget stuff. And whereas if I know what I'm doing, I've got control of everything. You know, there's so much to remember. I think it's just better to do it yourself, to be honest.
Yes.
And so this is what I'm hearing is someone who's not begrudging, though. So you're doing it, you're just accepting that's your responsibility and you're accepting that your partner is useless.
I get a bit annoyed sometimes, but I just give him particular jobs, I think that's better.
Yeah, I agree. I think I'm with Sarah, as in.
Of course you are.
But what are your jobs?
Well, I went to the supermarket. You know, that was my job. I will go to the supermarket. You tell me what to get, I will get it. So my wife thinks I should know already.
But half the, it's determining what you need is the hard part, I reckon, like with the groceries and stuff.
So there's one for, now, Vaughn, who's carrying the mental load at your house?
Definitely me, always.
Of course it is. Tell us everything-ish.
So he can do the groceries, but you're only allowed to send pictures and five items. If not, it's a circus.
He has a five-item limit and you have to send him photos.
That's crazy.
But they change. They move things around the supermarket.
They do that. That is
true. And you ring your partner and they get angry at you. Like you try to get it on FaceTime so she can see the shelves.
FaceTime?
Yeah, you FaceTime and say, look, you tell me where it is.
It's too hard. It's just too much. And we end up, didn't get it. Five items only.
That's amazing. All right. Oh, here we go. Oh, here we go,
we
Daniel.
Get one of these. It's so token, guys. Daniel. Come on.
It's his truth to tell, Daniel. You tell your truth.
100%. Now we both share it, but I pretty much tell her what to get because otherwise we'll be eating junk because that's how we were brought up. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're brought up like that. So now it's like I tell her fruit, veggies, water, and things like that, and we both go out and get it. You know.
That's nice.
That's how it's supposed to be.
So we've had two for they do it.
You're keeping her away from the chip aisle, are you?
There's a little bit of a sweet sour tooth there for cheat day, but we have to. Otherwise,
you,
again, yeah.
So
what are you doing, Husey?
Yeah, Husey, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
See, I love this. I thought you were going to be on his side, but you've now. Yeah, this is brilliant. Yeah, what are you doing?
I think it'd be more like David. Daniel. Yeah, I've got my glasses.
You are David. He's Daniel. How about this? Oh, no, it's a landslide.
What is it?
Women carry the mental load 90% of callers.
I actually thought it'd be high.
That's actually a loss.
That's not bad.
We've had a win.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast. Got a secret. Can you keep it?
Husey, Ed and Erin's untold secrets. Unbelievably true. Secret.
Voice changer on. Name changer on. As we say hello to Kylie, welcome to Secret Lives.
Hi.
Welcome, Kylie, and we appreciate you trusting us to keep your secrets safe. No one will know because of all the steps we put in place, but what is your secret?
Our secret is we have been hiding a new car from our family for 8 months now.
Hiding a new car. It's normally something you would celebrate with your family. Look at us. Look at how well we've done. We've got a new car and we're going to enjoy it. Why are you hiding the car from your family?
Well, we were living with our in-laws while saving for our home.
Ah, yes.
Then to help us get us over the line, because as we all know, it's very expensive, they gifted us a bit of money to go towards it. So when we told them we wanted to upgrade our new car, it didn't really go down well. So we left it, wait until we moved in, and 3 months later went and got it anyway.
So they gifted you money to for the house, and then you, you know, really have used it on the car.
Wow. Not really, because we obviously had to get finance for the car. The money did go towards the house. But unfortunately, the car we had at the time was a little too small for our growing family.
Mm. Yeah, it's not your fault. Yeah. But I get where they'll come from. They'll say, oh, well, if if you can get a thing for the car, then why wouldn't you? Blah, 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 blah. I get it. So what I'm really interested in, how the hell are you hiding a big car from them? Like, you must be just living on the edge all the time.
Well, we're quite lucky that they're not the type of people who just come for a surprise visit. So we always know if they're coming over or family's coming over. So we just park it around the corner. And no one's ever questioned why there's only one car in the driveway.
And it's stressful. It's a stressful way to live. What sort of car is it?
It's a Kia Sorento.
Oh, you don't want to hide a Sorento.
Is it brand new or is it?
Yeah, it's brand new. Well, 8 months old now.
Do you worry about randomly just driving past them?
Look, sometimes I've seen sort of a similar car to theirs and I have a little heart attack thinking, oh my God, it's them. But luckily, it hasn't been. It's a bit nerve-wracking sometimes.
Now, here's another solution. It's a radical solution, but it might save the day. Could you just damage this car so it looks like it's a second-hand car? Could you just put a few dings in it?
Well, we're trying to aim for 12 months and then tell them it's a second-hand car. I don't really want to damage it.
Safe to say that they can be difficult, can they?
When it comes to big decisions and finances and things, they're quite opinionated.
but it
could be a difficult conversation.
Because they would think a brand new car is a waste of money. A lot of people think that a brand new car is not a good investment.
No, they've
put money towards a house for you guys. So yeah. It's a tricky one.
It is. I love it though. Do you have wigs on hand, like when you're driving? Like, do you disguise yourself?
No, but that's a good idea. I'd probably do that.
What about tinted windows? Because we get those darkest legal as you could go. Yep. So that, yeah.
We get to tint the car. It's on the to-do list.
This is great.
Get some more money.
And sorry, last thing, how old are your kids?
Almost 3 and almost 9 months.
Okay, so they're not really at the age they'd say, Nanny, Poppy, new car.
Three-year-old to worry. No, you've got a three-year-old close to spilling the beans, yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Hey, Kylie, thank you. Today FM.